Blog Talk Radio.
Again. Anyway, we're here, and this is a very interesting day, November 7th. It's the birthday of the great Polish, she married a Frenchman, Pierre Curie. Madame Curie, I can't pronounce her Polish name. She's the only woman to have won two Nobel Prizes that she deserved, one in chemistry, and I think the other one in medicine. She discovered radium and she died of cancer. Her daughter was also a famous scientist. There's a great movie starring Greer Garson and Walter Pidgeon in The Curies. It's a 40s movie. It's fairly historically accurate. It's worth seeing. Also on this day, we have Dean Jagger, who was born in Indiana. His probably his best film was 12 O'Clock High, where he played a colonel who tried to shape up the 8th Air Force in England during World War II. Great film, 12 O'Clock High. Gregory Peck played General Savage, quite a name. We have Conrad Lorenz, the great anthropologist, his birthday. Albert Camus, the great French writer. Billy Graham, the evangelist, his son has now taken over his evangelist work. Great trumpet player, Al Hirt. Great soprano, big woman, born in Australia. Died recently, Joan Sutherland. She was married to Richard Bonning, the conductor. She worked best with him, she said. I guess it's a husband and wife thing. Another great soprano, but she disappeared for a while because she had a growth on her throat. Gwyneth Jones, who was a Welsh woman. Among the deaths today, probably the most powerful and most famous of the first ladies in the American presidency, Eleanor Roosevelt, died in 1962. She was 78 years old. And she had her faults like other people, and we won't get into some of those things. She had a very difficult marriage, 5 kids, trouble with all of them. And, of course, Franklin's wandered, died in the arms of another woman at Warm Springs, Georgia. But Eleanor Roosevelt did quite a bit for civil rights, and she probably did more than any other first lady in the history of the American presidency. And we'll get into her in a minute. Well, we can go into it right now. One of the things she tried to do was, so when Marian Anderson, for a civil rights celebration commemoration in Washington, Marian Anderson was scheduled to sing at Constitutional Hall, which at that time was owned by the Daughters of the American Revolution, which was, some people thought was, when they took off their sheets, they were revolutionaries, but they were very racist, and they denied her the right to sing there. Of course, a lot of people who studied history think that some of these people who claim ancestry with the American Revolutionary, some of them were horse thieves, traitors, and a bunch of other no-goodniks. Anyway, Eleanor decided that she would try to get a hall or a forum for Marian Anderson, the greatest black soprano in the history of American music. She got her Lincoln Memorial, and here is from our archives, historical archives, Marian Anderson singing. Now, an interesting thing about Marian Anderson, she also, because she was black, she was not signed up or given a contract to sing at the Metropolitan Opera, probably the world's greatest opera house. It wasn't until an Austrian Jew, Rudolf Bing, took over as general manager, as he signed Marian Anderson to sing. She was much older then. And she sang as Azucena in Verdi's Il Trovatore. Her nephew, Marian Anderson, died at 93 in Portland, Oregon. Her nephew was James DePriest, who suffered from polio, but he was a longtime conductor of the Oregon Symphony Orchestra, and he made many recordings in Europe as a black conductor. That's a problem they still have today. You don't see a black conductor in America's major music symphony orchestras. The closest one we have is a guy over in Oakland, which is like a parochial orchestra. They're very good. Now, he did was an assistant conductor briefly at the Chicago Symphony when George Schulte was there. There's still a lot of subtle discrimination for ethnics who want to be chief conductors of major American orchestras or run a major American opera house. Now, there's several issues with the history of Eleanor Roosevelt. There was a discrimination in the American Armed Forces, and unfortunately, FDR did not took Harry Truman, the vice president, when he became president. He's the one who issued the order that the American military would integrate. And there were at the Tuskegee Institute in Alabama, there were black airmen who could fly, but the Army Air Corps, there was no U.S. Air Force at the time, the Army Air Corps wouldn't use them. So they thought they were inferior and that the planes would crash and all of that. Well, anyway, she went up with one of the airmen, and she came down very much alive. And so she, in effect, helped break open the armed services for qualified blacks. And, of course, the Tuskegee Airmen flew these P-40s in Europe, and the Luftwaffe was afraid of them because the black airmen accompanied the B-17 bombers, and not one of, as far as I remember my history well, not one of the P-40s was shot down, and the B-17s were able to successfully get over their targets in Germany and successfully bomb Germany. So that's one of her accomplishments. Now, in the series of PBS, which also on this day, LBJ signed the legislation setting up the public broadcasting system, which is funded by American taxpayer dollars, Ken Burns has put out of some very fine PBS segments. Prohibition, American history, but disappointment has been the Roosevelts, the issue of Teddy Roosevelt, that his role in brokering peace between the Russians and the Japanese in the 1904 Japanese Russo-Japanese War. Teddy Roosevelt was a racist, and his reasoning was he didn't like the fact that a yellow race was defeating the white race. Basically, that's what it was. He referred to the Japanese as those plucky little Japs and referred to the Chinese as the goddamn dirty Chinese. That was that. And then what Burns did get into the Brownsville, Texas U.S. Army incident where the black regiment down there was accused of starting a riot and killing people, and Teddy Roosevelt had the whole regiment disbanded. Among the members were people who had fought side by side with Teddy Roosevelt in the Spanish-American War. It's just a horrible episode in Teddy Roosevelt's history. And in World War II, the other issue that we have an issue with the Roosevelts, the PBS thing, is there, the whole series was white Euro and a couple of Jews alter, whose mother I knew personally. And there's another story there. Anyway, we got their perspective on the American presidents, Roosevelts, but we did not. There are eminent black and Asian historians, and it would have been interesting to get their perspective on Teddy Roosevelt and his racism, and Franklin Roosevelt, and how the Japanese felt about the forcible relocation here on the West Coast. That would have been interesting. And also the Tuskegee Airmen incidents. So we didn't get that. Now, since Eleanor died today in 1962, I think it's appropriate that this is an unusual thing we found in our archives. We got so much. Eleanor and Frank Sinatra. Oh, what's happening here? Something screwed up. Having major problems lately with I don't know what the hell's going on, but here, what's going on here? Oh God, damn it! Let's see. Let's see. We're trying to get back to the studio here, but. Eleanor appeared on Frank Sinatra's show, and it's quite interesting what she said at the time. And let's see why we can't get back here. What's going on? Here we go. We're going to well, it was their scope, not mine. Come on, come on, come on. Here we go. I'm going to play this clip from Eleanor and Frank Sinatra of 1959.
Good evening, Mrs. Roosevelt.
Good evening, Mr. Sinatra.
Mr. Why don't you call me Frank?
Well, you see, I'm a little old-fashioned. It seems more natural for me to say Mr. Sinatra.
Well, if it pleases you, it's all right. Now, are you comfortable?
Yes, except for one thing.
Something wrong?
Well, there's nothing wrong, really. But after seeing Miss Horne, Miss Custer, Miss Proust, Miss Heller perform so beautifully, well, I hope you realize that I'm not a singer by any stretch of the imagination.
I know that.
And I certainly can't dance.
I know that too, Mrs. Roosevelt. But as you mentioned, we have singers and dancers.
Well, then, what on earth did you think I could do that would be entertaining?
Just what you're doing now.
I don't quite understand you. You mean this is it?
Yep.
Oh, Mr. Sinatra, are you feeling well?
Yes, I'm weller than you might think.
But you can't call this entertainment.
Well, you call it what you will. All I know is that any room is a better place for having had you in it.
You should try for the diplomatic corps. Now, come, Frank. There must be something I can contribute to the evening.
All right, let me see. Mrs. Roosevelt, you are a woman who has traveled more extensively than anyone we know. And I'm sure that you've been face to face with troubled people in every corner of the globe. Isn't that so?
Yes, I suppose so. That's because my interest in people and the dignity of the individual seems more important to me than material things.
No question. Now then, if you had 1 minute to leave one word with, say, 25 million people, what would that word be?
That one word would be hope.
Just hope?
Yes. It's the most neglected word in our language.
Well, in this country at least. And maybe that's because the reality of our way of life is more than less fortunate peoples dare to hope for.
Yes, I find that the more needy people are, the more they live on hope.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, without hope, there can be no solution to any of mankind's troubles. I think you put it so nicely in that song.
You mean high hopes? Why, that's a song for children.
Well, maybe we grown-ups would do well sometimes to think as simply and directly as children. You know, I read a great deal to children and love it. Let's see. How do those words go?
Well, it begins by saying, the next time you're found...
Oh, next time you're found with your chin on the ground, there's a lot to be learned. So look around. Once there was a silly old aunt. Thought he'd move a rubber tree plant. Anyone knows an aunt can't move a rubber tree plant. But he had high hopes. High apple pie in the sky hopes. So any time you're getting low, instead of letting go, just remember that aunt. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant. So keep your high hopes, those high apple pie in the sky hopes. A problem's just a toy balloon. They'll be bursting soon. They're just bound to go pop. Oops, there goes another problem. Kerplop. Another problem. Kerplop.
No, she died in 1962. So, probably most powerful woman, whoever was first lady, more powerful than even the current Hillary Clinton and her ambitions. Now, also among the deaths on this day, a great boxer, Gene Tunney, and if I remember him and Jack Dempsey, was called the Long Count. His son later became a senator from California during the 60s, Democrat. And also Steve McQueen, you remember him in The Great Escape and Sand Pebbles. He died of cancer. He went to Mexico, I think, trying to find one of their illegal substances that was allegedly used to cure cancer. I think it was curbison, if I'm not mistaken. And I think his son is an actor now. And among the events today, there's a lot of stuff that relates to blacks and their accomplishments. In 1775, Lord Dunsmore, an Englishman, said to the blacks, if you join the British Army in our fight against Washington, you will be freed. So that was a year before things really got heated up down here. Lewis and Clark, who were survivors of that period, after Jefferson hired them to explore the Louisiana Territory and to see how far the borders of this country went, they ended up at the Pacific Ocean, Astoria, I believe. And also quite a few presidents are on this day. In 1811, William Henry Harrison, the general, fought the Indian chief at the Battle of Tippecanoe, and the presidential campaign cry was Tippecanoe and Tyler too. Tippecanoe represented William Henry Harrison, whose son later became president in between Grover Cleveland, Benjamin Harrison. And Tyler was John Tyler, a southerner from Virginia, I think. And Harrison gave the longest presidential inaugural speech, and he died of pneumonia, I think, a month later. And John Tyler became one-term president. In 1874, Nash, the great political cartoonist, nobody's ever surpassed him. He developed the elephant, created the elephant to represent the Republican Party. Of course, I won't get into what some people think about the Republican Party. They're not happy. But as one columnist put it, it's time for them to put up or shut up. A great woman from Montana. Montana has one representative, Jeanette Rankin. She was elected to Congress, and she voted against the United States entering into war. The second time she voted against them, she lost in the next election. So, Woodrow Wilson was elected, World War One president. The father of rocketry, it's not Wernher von Braun, it's Robert Goddard, an American. In 1918, he developed a solid propellant for rockets, and he experimented successfully. Unfortunately, the Germans developed the V-1, V-2, and, of course, the Russians were after Wernher von Braun after the end of World War II, but we got there first. Among the blacks today, we had Carl Stokes was elected mayor of Cleveland, the first black. We had Douglas Wilder became the first black governor of Virginia. We had Richard Hatcher became the first black mayor of Gary, Indiana, one of the worst cities in Indiana and in the Midwest. And also David Dinkins became mayor of New York. So interesting day for the blacks. And then we had Trotsky's succeeded in the Russian Revolution in 1917, and also it was called the October Revolution. And Lenin, Trotsky was the guy who put together the Red Army. And of course, we do. I think I'll play that next week. Next week, we are going to spend the whole week, the three shows, on commemorating and military veterans of all the nations whose archives we have, audio archive interviews like Brigadier Ingalls, the last commanding general of the Bengal Lancers in the British Army in Afghanistan. We also have Colonel Hodges, who was a lieutenant at Gallipoli in the British Army, and after World War One, he emigrated legally to the United States, and in World War II, he became a colonel in the U.S. Army up here in stationed up here in Northern California. He only did one interview, and I have the photos, and we have the exclusives on that interview. And there's only one interview of Brigadier Ingalls. After he retired. So we have that, and we also have a British sailor who served in both the Canadian and the British Royal Navy. And I think he was on one of the ships that went to Murmansk when we were sending up our ships up there to aid the Russians, keep them in World War II. Let's see what else we have today. And, of course, on this day, Lyndon Baines Johnson signed a legislation to setting up the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which Ken Burns has done several excellent episodes. Nixon, he defeated George McGovern, who recently died. I voted for McGovern. I was tired of Nixon. And Nixon also on this day quit politics when he ran for governor of California. Then he came back and ran for the presidency and defeated McGovern. So we'll end with our usual politics and poker. We'll be back Monday since that is the preview day to Armistice Day. And the whole week will be with these rare recordings and also music associated with the military. So we'll end with politics and poker. Have a safe weekend. We have an epidemic of reckless driving and bicycling here in Northern California, and in particular in San Francisco. We have people being killed all over Northern California, and especially in San Jose and in San Francisco. And unfortunately, the rules of the road are not enforced, and a growing number of people are complaining that the police do not ticket these reckless bicyclists, reckless drivers, and also pedestrians who violate the rules of the road. There are the rules of the road apply to pedestrians as well. So what we need is a blizzard of tickets to get people to conform and obey the rules. You put your wheels on the road, you obey the rules of the road. So we'll end with politics and poker, and stay safe.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bet.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year. Big ace.
Ace bet.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay,
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's it about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bet out.
Politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Neither game's for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
where's the call of duck?
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paraphrase.
Bet 'em.
Little trade, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your mind.
I'll fall.
I'll hold.
Now raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyushinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot!
Politics and poker, politics and poker, play for a pot, that's mediocre. Politics and poker, rubbing neck and neck, if politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck. Politics and poker, politics and poker, makes the average
Tudor Paul Brazola, have a safe weekend. We'll be back Monday at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time. We hope we get this login problem resolved. Stay safe. Good night.